نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Honorable and respected elders, all praises are due to Allah Rabbul Izzat alone, who in His infinite mercy is Ihsan. And abundant mercy has continuously and repeatedly favored us with bounty upon bounty, mercy upon mercy, for which our collective gratitude can never sufficiently show appreciation. Always, ulama explained to us, an entire life of sujood, an entire life of expressing appreciation can never be sufficient. That is why sahaba had this tamanna and this jazbat that Allah had blessed them with more than one life, with as many lives as the hairs on their body, so that he could give every life for the sake of establishing his deen, for the sake of recognizing his azmat and greatness, for the sake of keeping his most pristine and pure deen, for which countless anbiya came, and Khatam al-Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, made that untiring effort to bring alive till the end of time. May Allah Pak make us and our progeny, descendants to come, and the ummah realize this great bounty that Allah has given us. Being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no maul cheese. It's not a small thing, my beloved brothers. We have the collective responsibility of making sure that effort that so much blood and sacrifice was given for should remain alive till the end of time, till the last baby mama, from the shores of Fiji right till Alaska, from Chile right till the other north, Russia, Ukraine, so many countries, so many billions of people, my beloved. All of them dependent on one Allah, on the mercy of one Allah, on the risk of one Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzat, without any assistance, without any help, continuously sustains and takes care of all our needs, my beloved. So easy. Allah is Razak, my beloved. All the systems in the world can never match or stand in any comparison to the needs that Allah fulfills of ours. And in this few days that we were here, we met so many people that are challenged, that are in hospital, that are in a coma, whose limbs are impaired, who with difficulty have the remaining days to survive in this earth. My beloved brothers, Allah Pak, by His mercy, woke us up in such a condition where we have a fresh and rich opportunity to worship Him in the best way, to give Him a chance to utilize our health, our wealth, and our time, my beloved brothers, for the teaching that Rasulullah imparted on Sahaba, the best of students in the presence of the best teacher. And what was that? That His passion and His pain and His cry was how deen can come alive. Alhamdulillah, last night we had such a beautiful gathering that left a sweet taste in our mouth, but also left a great challenge and responsibility upon us, that how we can translate and put into wujud and action everything that our speaker put forward to us. It was a gathering of professionals. But my beloved brothers, this work of ours that Allah has given us transcends any group, but it is for the rich, for the poor, for the black, for the white, for the educated, the uneducated, for every nation, for every individual, my beloved brothers, for my son, for your son, for your brother, for my sister, for every tabqat, Allah Pak, showing us from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam that this zimedari extends individuals, and it is for everyone. It is for the youth, for the young, in the example of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, for Hazrat Ma, for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his beloved wife Mahajir alayhi salam. They were one composite family. They extended different parts of this ummah, and collectively their qurbani, the absolute reliance and unrelenting dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought alive this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my beloved brothers, we have this great need to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us maqbool and accept. In our midst, alhamdulillah, we see giants and examples like Bashir Bhai and others who have, mashallah, given everything, finishing themselves. How blessed and fortunate they are. Some people among us, our friends, alhamdulillah, they set the bar so high, the work is never finished, my brother. Sometimes we assume, mashallah, our job is done and dusted, the program, mashallah, was successful, but all of us sitting here have this great responsibility to see how we can tie ourselves and make jamaats to take this fikr and this zimedari to every person to make us understand that one day we will have to give hisab. One day we'll have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, my friend always says, we've come to die, and I will use his words. Well, there's nothing else, my brother. The question is, are we ready to die? In what condition will we die? Did we make enough effort for that beautiful death that Rasulullah s.a.w. was so worried about, that he was concerned for his own family members? So now we have to look at the example of Abu Bakr Siddiq, how supportive he was, and how, mashallah, he finished, he gave everything, so much so that Allah Pak sent salam on him. So that kind of spirit, his cry, embracing the figure of his most beloved companion, yeah, using all the family members of his, and alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala honored him as being the first Khalifa. People like Ikrimah bin Abu Jahl, other Sahaba like Khalid bin Walid, where they were before, they took shahada that Allah blessed them with iman. And they used their collective aptitude and intelligence and ability and capability after embracing and entering Islam with the same jazbat to establish Alis Kalima. So Ikrimah, we know anhu, how he finished himself in his remaining days in the path of Allah, reaching his goal. So my beloved brothers, today we have such a great zimedari, such a great responsibility, that alhamdulillah, we know there are billions of people. How many people have we reached? How many people need to be reached? In Indonesia, 220 million Muslims. Bangladesh, over 100. India, so many. My beloved brothers, we have to wake up with this cry and this pain and this worry. Ya Allah, save one person from the eternal destruction of hellfire. And Ya Allah, if Allah shows us His ihsan and favor, may Allah Pak use the means and the bounties that He has poured upon us, continues to show how Allah can use that to strive and to swim in the ummah and reach one person with love, with empathy, with concern. And inshallah, make him understand that his success is to recognize Allah. My success is in that same thing. That Allah's azmat, Allah's qudrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's expectation and desire from us must be fulfilled and has to be completed. This is our mandate. This is our purpose. This is the reason why, in whatever field we are, whatever effort we are, mashallah, we know how generous Sahaba were. Sahaba, they, mashallah, as our brother alluded to yesterday, gave everything and spent everything for this one goal, my beloved brothers. Today also, alhamdulillah, it is so easy. In different parts of the world, the effort, mashallah, is taking place. And in this part, we have the expectation and hope that jamaats will be made and sent to our program. And like this, alhamdulillah, we need to work tirelessly to join our women folk and our sisters and our mothers at home. We can't forget the family unit and our collective responsibility. This is not for the men only, but for women also. How beautifully we are reminded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning, there was Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. Allah Pak blessed her with the honor of being the first to accept Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected that intelligent, astute, and mashallah, very affluent businesswoman to be that pillar of strength and support and the backbone in the life of Rasul. So from the time he was given Nabuwwah, he was consoled not by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, but first in the lap and the shoulder of the wise Hazrat Khadija, our mother Khadija radiallahu anha. And alhamdulillah, being the wealthiest women, her caravans, they say, exceeded the caravans of all the other Quraysh. It was more huge than all of these. What collective wealth Allah blessed the world. But alhamdulillah, our mother used to all spend it. And he used to, over time, all that wealth that Allah blessed the world to establish the deen of her beloved husband, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know how happy Allah was with her. Ulama say, more than 400 times Jibreel alayhi salam came in to the home of Khadija, giving wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on so many occasions, Allah Pak sent salam to Hazrat Khadija Ra'an, that she received salam, even before Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And Allah Ta'ala, just to remind us, in case we forgot the value and place of our women folk, Allah Ta'ala in the last moments of the beloved life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let his demise be on the lap of Ma Aisha radiallahu anha. She put and made his miswak. She understood and she stood by him till the end. So in the beginning of his nabuwwat and right till the end, the support of a woman, mashallah, was in front of this ummah to make us understand what an important part of the ummah our beloved mothers and sisters are, and how they can, we can, mashallah, work in harmony and in the smooth cohesion